fact or fiction. We got fact or fiction. We've got some statements I will make, and we'll hear from the experts. And we'll include Florio today, too. We'll give Florio a little love. Mike Florio's with us. He's the Fantasy First Look host, Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Here's what we got going on here today. Fact or fiction. We'll start off with Scott Engel, the king. Cincinnati Bengals running back Rex Burkhead will be a top 10 fantasy running back in Week 17. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fiction. He'll probably finish in the top 15, but I don't see any upside there.
How about the fantasy executive?
I like Burkhead this week. I do think he can finish as Rocket I do think. I do think. He can.
What is that? That's a joke that nobody understands.
Yeah, but everybody gets it.
Yeah.
No, I do think that Was it Burkhart or Burkhead?
Burkhead. Burkhart is the announcer.
Burkhead.
The Fox announcer.
Mohead.
Rex, Emery Mohead.
Rex Mohead. No.
I never understood why Mohead State didn't get more love from. College kids.
Exactly. You seem like it'd be a place that young men would fly.
Like immediately. Like when I saw all these colleges, I said, that's where I want to go. Phil Simms said the same thing.
Florio, did you take when you were choosing college, did Morehead State come across your mind?
No, unfortunately.
Doesn't have to worry about that, though. Anybody who has smiles as much as Mike Florio does, he doesn't have any issues.
Very good. All right, but when it comes to Burkhead, I like him this week. I think, like Scotty said, he's a versatile running back.
He catches a lot of balls.
He catches a lot of passes. They use him in that op. They use him in the game that way. And he's going to be one of their main targets with no Eifert and Brandon LaFell is, pedestrian, even though I should have had him in my lineup last week. So I do think he comes in that 11 to 15 range. I think he has a shot, but I'm going to say fiction. I think he will be outscored, but not by a lot. He's a player I'm in on.
Mike Florio, fact or fiction, Rex Burkhead, a top 10 fantasy running back.
I agreed a lot with what Corey and Scott said. I like him. I think he's a good DFS value, but I'm not confident enough to say he'll be a top 10 running back this week.
All right, fact or fiction number two. Let's start with Mike Florio. Landry Jones will have more fantasy points this week than the Raiders' Matt McGloin. Fact or fiction?
Don't really care about either of these guys too much, but I'll say that's a fact, actually. Steelers get a great matchup against the Browns. I think he'll air it out a little bit, and I'll go with Landry Jones.
Fantasy executive?
I tell you what, the Cleveland Browns all season have been the gift that keeps on giving. I've seen Landry Jones, though. Landry Jones is he doesn't really intrigue me at all. I'm going to go fiction. I'm going to say that Matt McGloin will try to get the job done with his weapons on the outside. He has his full starting lineup around him, unlike Landry Jones, who will be playing with guys like me and you.
I'm going to say fact that Landry Jones does better than Matt McGloin. Ooh. Matt McGloin is erratic. Not that Landry Jones isn't, but it comes down to both these guys are journeyman type quarterbacks. Who has the better matchup? I think Landry Jones does.
I hope Cha-Cha's listening.
Scott, right back to you.
I hope he's not.
He was tweeting back at me at 5:45 in the morning. I think he's listening.
Right back to you. Eli Rodgers will have more fantasy points in Week 17 than Julio Jones.
That's you. That's on you, Scotty. What do you think about that one?
I'm going to say fiction. The Falcons still have something to play for. Jones had a decent enough game last week. I think it's a big game for him this week.
I like Julio.
Fantasy executive.
Yeah, I like Julio in this one right here also. This is a rivalry game. Both teams have a lot to play for. Atlanta, what a terrific job they will be able to do if they'll be able to go ahead and lock up a first-round bye in the playoffs. No reason to play around, fool around with the Saints. Come out there, hit them hard, hit them fast. Julio Jones, a player who I'm not really in on in 2017, to be honest with you.
Mike Florio, Eli Rodgers or Julio Jones in Week 17. I predict that Rodgers will have more fantasy points. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fiction. Julio Jones has been like a roller coaster ride all season, but against the Saints, there's no way I'm taking Eli Rodgers over him.
There you have it. Next up, Mike Florio, you're up first. If my wife or girlfriend's best friend's husband dies and she's very lonely and is an emotional wreck, and my wife or girlfriend asks me to make love to her as a favor, would I do it?
What Back kind of fiction. Scenario is this?
A Tony Cicada scenario.
I mean, if you get the thumbs
Come on
up,
now.
If you get the thumbs up from your significant other, why not?
You're going to get
I
the thumbs up.
I agree, why not? But
I wouldn't, but I'm saying but
what,
in this
wait,
scenario.
Wait, what scenario would you get a thumbs up?
In this scenario, it says my wife or girlfriend asked me to do it.
Yes. She felt bad about the lady being all alone.
Read so this again, please, Tony.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
If my wife or girlfriend's best friend's husband dies,
right,
and now she's lonely and is an emotional wreck, and my wife or girlfriend asks me to make love to her friend, and would I do it? Fact or fiction?
Come on, Scotty. Fact or
in
fiction?
In that one.
I think it's totally fiction that this would even happen.
Well, it is, but
yeah.
Why would it be fiction? You wouldn't do that for a friend.
This is looking at things from a guy's perspective. Women wouldn't do this. Women wouldn't do this. What
see,
woman would want?
Well, see,
and you know, when a woman's despondent, you know that might not be what necessarily she's looking for. She might be looking
really?
For more romance, but not just like a one night one off
exclusive
edge a one off with a yeah that's good or a one off with like a Buffalo Bills fan, you know. What I'm saying, you know, come on.
No,
this is total fiction that will never happen. I'm gonna say fiction.
I'm gonna go fact. I think it's a fact. I would say, listen, honey, I don't want to do this, but I'll take one for the team. And I'll go over there. Let's
yeah,
you know,
take it.
Corey
the
would
team.
Not only do it; he'd make it seem like he's going really out of his way to do his wife a favor.
Yeah,
like, she owes him one now.
Normally, I would not
never
do
happen.
This, but let's say the young lady's name is Pam. I'll go over there and season Pam for you. You know what I mean? And, but what if I don't want her to get pregnant, though?
In what scenario would a woman say, "Honey, you know, I was talking to Pam and she's really upset. I need to make her feel better. Will you go over there and screw her? Come on.
Why not? This is
women are not like that. Guys are like that.
I was just going to say the same thing, Corey. It's 2017.
I think it was
going to happen
scenario.
In 2017, 2018, 2019, 1977, 1978. This is the most ludicrous scenario you've ever come up with.
The realistic
Cicada.
Scenario is they'd be like, do you know anyone for Pam?
Who might want to date her?
Will you go do Pam?
Yeah, with one of your friends. Like I can,
but no,
I can,
but listen,
I could see a scenario where my wife says to me, "Okay, you know, my friend, she's really despondent. Her husband passed away. Do you have a nice friend who could just make her feel better and show her a good time?" I see, like, yeah, you know, Corey, you know, what lady, yeah, that's a realistic scenario.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get what you're saying. That's also realistic, but this right here. Scott, why not live a free lifestyle? Why not just, you know, throw caution?
This scenario proves to me that we need to get Tony back in New York. Because this sounds like a porno movie script. He's been watching too much porn.
What are you talking about? This stuff happens
This
in
stuff only
life.
Happens in a porno movie.
Number five to Scotty Angles. Tom Savage will be a top 12 fantasy quarterback in week 17.
I say fiction. Only if like 18 other quarterbacks sit.
Fantasy executive, do you have any love for Tom Savage?
Yeah, the macho man Tom Savage.
Step into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, Tom Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, Tom Savage this week, I mean, I think you want to see Tom Savage before you get into that wild card game that their season's beatings for the Houston Texans. The annual wild card weekend
season's
loss.
Beatings.
Season's beatings. But when it comes to the macho man Tom Savage as a QB1 this week, you know what? I think I can see it. I think the matchup dictates to it. I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities. I think we'll see the fact that he has the weapons on the outside. So you want to see serial targeting of DeAndre Hopkins. The Tennessee Titans secondary has been abysmal going down the stretch.
Yep.
And it's really no reason. Like last week on the Lineup Lock show, everybody was like, oh, no. I was like, I had Washington's defense in my lineup. They were like, oh, I like Tennessee. And I'm like, haven't you seen how Tennessee's been getting destroyed on the back end? Of course, Blake Bortles comes out immediately. Looks like he's running the best offense in the NFL. So, yeah, I think the Macho Man Tom Savage is a QB1 this week because you can get behind Tennessee.
Your thoughts, oh, Florio, yeah. Is
Tom oh, yeah. Savage. The Macho Man, Tom Savage.
A 12-12 fantasy quarterback fact or fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be. I'm buying this. The Titans defense has, like Corey said, they've been getting torched by the pass. So the Macho Man is going to be a top 12 quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody watch Tom Savage throw for 13 yards in one half last week?
I feel what you're saying, Scotty.
Players don't have the ability to take advantage
but
of him.
But the Macho Man does. Bortles, 2 weeks ago, threw for 92 yards.
Blake Bortles is a lot more talented than Tom Savage.
Oh, come
Tom
on.
Savage is the heavyweight champ of the world.
Yes, God, come on. Yeah.
Well, look, I'll take him as a top 12 to, like, pin a defender. That's about it.
What if Tom Savage came out the tunnel with a cape on?
Mike Florio, you're up next. Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen will have at least 17 fantasy points in PPR leagues versus the Bears this week. Adam Thielen, 17 fantasy points versus the Bears.
It's close. He's been getting like double digits, but before last week, 17's asking a lot for him. So I'll say fiction, but I think he does get double digits, but I don't think he reaches 17.
A fantasy exec.
I like this guy a lot. Thielen. Had him on a couple teams, kept him throughout the course of the season. I think the thing right now is I think Diggs is either still banged up or underperforming, or maybe he's hit a wall of some sort. Thielen looks like the go-to guy in the offense. I think he can put up another big game. So, fact.
Mr. King.
I'm going to say fiction. Chicago's secondary has played respectably at times. I think when a guy has a game like this, having two games like this in a row is difficult, especially when Chicago watched the film and, you know, see that they need to give this guy more defensive respect. So I'm going to say fiction on the second Rocky Marciano of the morning.
Fantasy executive, we'll start with you. I believe Donald Trump's White House will have black licorice removed from the candy dish.
I can see it. not because of anything like that, because, you know, he doesn't like... I like black licorice. I might
you
be the only person. I mean, a lot of people don't like
it. I know you do.
I like it, actually.
Black twist look.
I know you do.
So, yeah, the king, I get him before the show is over. I get him back for that one. No, but, and make America great again, remove the black licorice from the candy dish. I was at yesterday, I went out to Long Island, not to stop this, I went out to Long Island last night, right? So the cops got this, I didn't know what his nationality, anything like that was. He looked like he was inebriated or drunk or something like that. So they had him on the floor. It was a couple of cops around him and stuff like that. Looked like they were trying to help the gentleman. And this lady walked up to me and she was like, "That's good for him. I can't wait till they start deporting these people. You know it's coming soon." And I'm looking at her like, "Wow, this is crazy." You know, like, lady, relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just approached me out of nowhere, and I'm like, "This is awkward." You know what I mean? But as far as I think the black licorice comes out the White House candy dish.
Fact or fiction? Black licorice is out at the White House, Mike.
Not only is it out, he's going to build a wall around the candy dish. He's going to make the candy dish great again. And the candy dish will be winning.
What kind of candy dish? Starting in 2017. We're eating the wrong kinds of candy.
He knows the best kinds of candy.
Yes. I got candy experts all over the country.
Scott Engel, what do you think? Black licorice is out at the White House.
All colored licorice will be banned. Not just the black, but the red. He will get Twizzlers to make white licorice.
Scotty, fact or fiction? Antonio Gates catches two touchdowns this week.
I'm going to say fiction. He's going to tie the record next season. He's going to break it in the home opener.
Fantasy executive, Antonio Gates, two touchdowns this week.
Nah, the Kansas City Chiefs just about to eliminate the tight end from the game plan. And listen, no, I think they'll give it a shot. I mean, this really could be his last time. You know,
he said he's coming back next year.
Really?
Yeah.
You see how big he is?
I know you have.
No. I mean, I'm talking about his weight. What is the hell? Like, his weight is a problem, Scott. His weight is a problem. Well, Antonio's game.
That's why he's got bad feet.
Yeah, you're right. That's why he had that plantar fasciitis for 10 years. I would like to see him get
you
it done.
You had plantar fasciitis for a year and a half, and it wasn't a weight issue.
It was about 6 months.
I had it, and it wasn't a weight issue.
No, mine came from kicking your ass.
In your sleep, because in reality it didn't happen.
Mike Florio, last question before we head to break. My dog spends a lot of time licking himself. So is the sexual term doggy style improperly used?
No, it is not. But I know your take on this one. You think it is, but I'm going to say this is fiction.
This is fiction? Fantasy executive, is doggy style improperly used since my dog licks himself?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go fiction also because, like, I've seen dogs make love. Yeah. And you know,
what kind of porno are you watching?
No. You be on the street or something. You see a dog trying to get a little quick little hump.
Corey just sits down and starts watching.
I'm like, oh shit, look at the dog.
Scott Engel, what do you got? Fact
Once again, this is fiction. Scott is watching too much porn solo down in Jacksonville. I'm starting to wonder what venues of porn he's like exploring now.